What do you get when you combine a cup of music, a teaspoon of stories, and a dash of culture and tradition? Mucho Radio, the new recipe for radio.
My name is Andy Vine. I'm the CEO of Ashanti Leadership and Professional Development Services. I came to Canada in 2004, and it was a very interesting journey because I came, we were invited here. My husband took up a position at Dalhousie University as the research chair, the James R. Johnson Chair in Black Canadian Studies. And we brought our children. They're all grown adults now and doing extremely well. Some of them are not here in Nova Scotia, but one still remains. And Nova Scotia gave us 8 grandchildren. First of all, this is unprecedented. I shouldn't probably use that word because it's so commonly used, but it's the first time in our community we have had a conference of this nature. And I am so impressed and inspired and feel that there is so much that work that has been done together with diverse community members for us to be where we are today. We've looked at all aspects of health, right down to COVID and the work that the Health African Canadian Association, HAC, has done, and in collaboration with government, with community leaders, with the province as a whole, to raise awareness, to get our members to trust the doctors to administer the COVID injection, for example. The Health Association of Canada, HARC, that's actually was founded here in Nova Scotia, well over 20 years. And this organization has been run by individuals. One of the doctors who was one of the chair, he came from the Caribbean. And for a long time, Nova Scotia did not have Black doctors. They did not have trained, graduated doctors here in Nova Scotia. Everybody came from abroad. And it's only within the last, I would say within the last 10 years, or even probably less than that, we've had a doctor who was trained and graduated and is still here in Nova Scotia. Whereas you and I, we're used to seeing people like us in leadership positions. We're used to seeing people like us as doctors, nurses. I grew up knowing that I had cousins who were doctors, nurses, professors. I could see them. I could touch them. I could hear them speaking to me. Whereas here in Nova Scotia, that was not the case. So the community has worked really hard together to get where we are today and to raise awareness about the issues pertaining to our people, people of African descent, because racism impacts our whole being, how we're treated in the hospitals, when we go to the doctor's surgery. We're not respected. We're not treated with compassion. You know, we are expected to give birth without, you know, proper pain-relieving medicines and things like that. And the treatment can be very harsh at times. So if you're fortunate to get care in this province and not face racism, you're an exception. Because when we look back, even the former Lieutenant Governor, the Honorable Mayanne E. Francis, she talked about how she was treated in terms of she had to be hospitalized and racism, you know, became a part of that. So it can be very, very difficult here for us. But I do know what I can say, what is very positive, is that Nova Scotia Health Authority is working very hard. They're listening, they're hearing, and they're working very hard to change the narrative, to look closely at what our experiences have been and how they can educate the doctors, how they can educate nurses, how they can get them to start thinking consciously about how we should be treated in this province medically. So this conference has been huge. It has been a tremendous eye-opener. We've learned so much from each other. We've learned about how our black men are incarcerated because they suffer mental health issues. They're seen as angry, and they're not being given the same level of care and treatment as others are being given. You know, when if somebody has been incarcerated because they've got mental health issues, our men, well, they go to the hospital, they don't come out. They're being given prison sentences because of their experience as a schizophrenic, as somebody who's had a mental health issue. So we don't get fair treatment, and therefore, because of our illness, we could become part of the criminal justice system. So these are things that we have to think about. How do we care for our children in school who might be autistic? Yes, that impacts our children as well. How do we care for our elders who are in the evening of their years, as it were? What kind of care? And so this is what the health associations, the Association of Black Social Workers, and all the people who are here today working together to raise awareness, to change attitudes towards black people in the medical system.